From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Today is National Senior Citizens Day. It is the day that recognizes the achievements of the more mature representatives of our nation. You know, I've never been called mature. Ever.
Well, you're not quite a senior citizen, so
well,
there's still time.
I'm almost there. I mean, is 65 like the magic age for senior citizens? I get a senior discount at Carl's Jr.
And
they don't. Yes. I don't even have to ask. They just look at me and go like, "Oh, senior discount, sir."
Yeah, that's got to be sad, right?
It is sad, but I'll take it because you know it's 10%. You know, 10% is 10% is 10%.
That's true. Every little penny counts.
According to the 2017 census, 47 million seniors live in the United States. And by 2060, I don't know how this is possible, that number will nearly double.
Oh, yes.
How is that possible? By 2060? I mean, that's 40 years from now. And we're supposed to be the big generation. Well, I guess millennials now, huh? That's the big generation now. So that will be about the time when they're all seniors.
When they're all seniors?
Yeah.
Won't that be interesting?
Good luck with that, millennials.
Well, the other day I was complaining that my Social Security thing says I need to work till I'm 72 to get full benefit.
Yeah.
She goes, don't get me, because she's in her 30s. And she goes, I don't want to hear it. Mine says 85.
Oh my God, are you
kidding 82,
me?
I think it is. Wow. I said, you're supposed to work till you're 82?
Wow.
Some people are dead by then.
Most people are dead by then.
Jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, well, whatever. You know, hey, look, it might be better 40 years from now. Sure.
Okay.
Sure it will. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
We're now learning that Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx were going through serious relationship struggles.
Really?
Earlier this summer.
Really?
Leading up to their split.
What happened? Dude, dish.
It was made public yesterday, and they kept it a secret. They thought they kept the relationship a secret, but we...
we know.
No,
that didn't happen.
So a source tells us that the pair was supposed to meet up in Montauk for Memorial Day weekend.
Well, that was like way before summer, or right before summer. Okay.
But then Katie called Jamie 2 hours before he was supposed to get on a plane from LA to New York City and canceled.
Really?
Yeah. He was upset.
I'll bet.
Oh,
I bet he had his bags packed. I bet he had the Uber waiting for him, or the Uber Black, I should say, because he wouldn't take regular Uber.
No.
Jamie Foxx.
So,
he was ready to go to LAX. He probably had his passport all ready and ready for a new stamp.
I don't fly LAX. I fly from Burbank.
God, LAX sucks. It sucks. Yeah, if you can fly from Burbank or Orange County or Ontario, way better. Way better.
Oh, yeah.
If you're coming to town, we're just telling you.
Go to Burbank.
Yeah.
Okay, so Katie had been spotted earlier that week in L.A. to watch Jamie and the Kimmy Jimmels.
Kimmy Jimmels. Wake up. Here, you want a donut? I don't have one.
Ouch. So earlier that week, Katie had been spotted in L.A. to watch Jamie in the Jimmy Kimmel Norman Lear live broadcast of All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Where he botched a line on live television. But I thought he was a pretty good George Jefferson. Okay.
He's okay.
It's all right.
Now another... Oh, yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Another source says that Katie was supposed to go to Montauk to join Jamie. But he had done something crappy at the last minute, and that was that.
So really, she was just mad at him.
Because I guess they say he canceled on his own and never got on the plane.
But maybe she said, don't come. I wonder if she went. Did anybody go to Montauk on Memorial Day weekend? I don't know. Dunno.
Jamie was instead seen at Disneyland that weekend with family and Cela Babe.
Oh, that's right. Because Cela was... She's in the photo in front of the castle with Jamie and fam. Okay, I get it.
All right.
Wasn't I at Disneyland on Memorial Day, or was it like... Huh,
all right.
Huh,
yeah.
Wow. And I didn't see them. I thought I was at Disneyland on Memorial Day. Maybe I was in Montauk. I don't know. Where was I on Memorial Day? I don't remember.
Well, you weren't at Montauk.
I don't remember.
That was a long time ago.
God, yeah.
It's National Senior Citizen Day. Who's supposed to be able to remember Memorial Day?
Right? I rest my case.
Well, I was at work. Because we had a barbecue at the home.
See, you remember.
Yep.
And it wasn't Senior Citizen Day then.
Every day for me is Senior Citizen Day. Every day.
Right.
All right, so Larry King has filed for divorce from his wife, Shawn Southwick.
Uh-oh.
They've been married since 1997.
No.
She kind of stuck because this is his seventh wife.
Wow. Really?
Seventh wife, but his eighth marriage.
Okay.
He married one woman twice in the 60s.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
He's been a marrier from way back.
A marrier. He's a marrier.
Yeah. They have two sons. And how old is he?
Older than God, he's 80 something. Yeah.
And so he has a 19-year-old son with her, Cannon, and 20-year-old Chance.
Okay.
So things haven't been so great over the last couple of years. Or really? Few years, really.
Really?
Larry was accusing Shawn of cheating. It just seems strange that Larry King is that involved in life.
Right.
But the breaking point was when Larry ended up in the hospital for a heart procedure this past spring. So sources say Shawn tried to make him sign legal documents that he thought would screw their sons out of their inheritance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was actually the kids who have convinced Larry to ditch their mom.
Oh, God. Well, good for them. You know who is also divorced? Halle Berry.
Is she now?
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She is. She is. Yeah.
She's not a good marrier.
No, she's not. Apparently she's... I wouldn't want to come up against her when she's mad. So
no,
that's all I'm saying.
I still want her to make me her project.
Well, there you go. We need to work on that. We need to get to that. All right, we're out of here. Back again tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can tell us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.